John, your thoughts on that today?
Disappointed not to win. I mean, my players are in there and the heads are down, because I thought the first 20 especially, but the first half, I thought it was probably the best we played, at home or away. I thought we were outstanding, the energy, and we said that we need to try and get the first punch in if we can. Created some really good chances. Probably could have been three, probably even four first half, but we got the one. And then obviously they're always going to have a spell in the second half where they've come into it, scored a bit of a scrappy goal, and I still thought we had the better chance in the second half as well. But we disappointed not to win, but it's still a point away from home, and I think we did everything we could to win the game today.
Simeon Jackson had a great chance after 5 minutes, but then bounced back with the goal. How pleased were you? Because some players might have been dwelling on a chance like that.
Yeah, we said that we didn't. We were so dominant, I think, in the first 20-25 minutes. We didn't really. It's easy to get a little bit frustrated and drop your heads a little bit because you're not getting your rewards for your hard work. But I thought we kept going, kept believing in what we do, played some really good attacking football. I thought our attacking play and the energy in which we broke was excellent today, and created some really good chances. And it's nice for Simeon to get his goal. Obviously, he's got the connection with the club. He should be here, but nice to get him his goal. And I thought second half, the breaks in play and the injury just stopped any kind of momentum. Give them a bit of credit because they had to come out and be different, because I thought they were poor first half. But I still think we did enough in the game to win that today.
Were you disappointed with the defending for their goal at all?
I'll have a look at it again. Of course, you're always disappointed to concede a goal. It was a bit of a scrappy goal. But that's the only real chance that they've had. So I'll be looking to kick on and put it right on Tuesday.
Still without a win on the road in 2017. I think it's now 7 without a win. I mean, you've picked up a point today, but how frustrating is it that you've missed out on 2 extra points?
Not frustrated, no. And let's just face where we are. Charlton budget's 10 times mine. They've got players on 10 times my players. My players' effort today was outstanding, so I think the problem's in their camp, not mine. I think if you get points away from home and win your home games, which we're starting to do, you'll be a real dominant team. So of course you can always get better, but for me, I'm never ever having any negatives from them players today. They are an honest bunch and a real top bunch, and the wins will come, and if we keep winning our home games, then it's a work in progress. But of course things can always be better, but for me, you have to be a bit of a realist as well, and we did everything we could to try and win that today. You don't always get your rewards in football.
I was going to follow it with a more positive spin on it.
Well,
in the points that you've collected in the last week, when you look at it like that, it looks a lot better.
Fine, yeah. I'm happy with my team. I've got an honest bunch of lads who are a great, great bunch. Best bunch I've ever worked with. And we're a bit disappointed not to beat Charlton away from home, but we're also very confident that we can go on Tuesday and get another win against Fleetwood.
And how important is the consistency that you've had? Because you've not made too many changes, which is a nice position to be in.
Yeah, it is. And I think that if you look at their team as well, Carl, he's made a few changes today, which I was a bit surprised with. It makes it much easier for me because you don't have to do too much on the training pitch. You just go over the basics, and then we just look at just tweaking a few things, and the personnel can mostly stay the same. You might have to freshen up a little bit now and then, but players, if they put the effort in like that, they deserve to keep their shirts, and that's what they're fighting for, because we've got a really strong bench now. And that's how it should be in football. We want competition for places,
and the competition to creep on the top six is still on.
Yeah, I'm not looking at top six. I was looking at that today, and we set a target today to try and stay above the pack. Of course, I think we've gone to ninth now. I think Bristol have leapfrogged us, but it's important we just keep with the performance levels, and then we'll see where we end up end of the season.